USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says fully vaccinated individuals can take part in small gatherings indoors with others who have been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says they can do so without face masks or social distancing. Dr. Walensky also saying if someone is fully vaccinated, they can then be around someone who's at low risk regarding coronavirus. Which is big news, according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
That means grandma can come and visit their grandchildren who, if grandma's vaccinated, if grandma's fully vaccinated right. And grandchildren are low-risk groups, they can come without a mask and distancing. That wasn't on the table before.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 306 points to close at 31802. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The price of gasoline continues to increase, up 5 cents a gallon last week.
That 5 cent increase makes it up to a national average of 277, which is 32 cents higher than a month ago and 40 cents higher than a year ago. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, motorists will soon see even higher prices.
Motorists can expect gas prices to continue inching ahead in the next week thanks to the continued rise in oil, and it does not look to end anytime soon as refiners soon begin to start switching to seasonal blends of gasoline mandated in the U.S. across the warmer months.
Across the country, Mississippi has the lowest prices at $2.42 a gallon, while California continues to be the highest at $3.74. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt announced he will not run for re-election in 2022. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican senators say something needs to be done regarding the influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The Biden administration is rushing to accommodate an influx of migrants at the U.S.'s southern border as nearly 100,000 people were apprehended in the month of February. That's the highest level since mid-2019. Senator Ron Johnson is calling for a return to the border policies of the Trump administration to deal with this surge. The Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that the Biden administration's reversal of those policies has become an incentive for migrants to head for the southern border.
Well, we should put back in place the successful policies of the Trump administration, the migrant protection program. That was a huge disincentive for families coming into this country illegally. So, you know, President Trump really had, to a great extent, solved this problem. But President Biden, by getting rid of those agreements that we had in place with the Central American countries, the Migrant Protection Program, all those programs now are suspended. They're being rescinded. And that's why you have this surge. And we've got a huge incentive now for people to come to this country. And we're only seeing the beginning of it. This is going to be a disaster.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There are growing calls among senior Democrats for New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign amid the swirling sexual harassment scandal. For his part, Cuomo says there's no way he will step down. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.